Thank you for holding. This is Supervisor Angela Williams. How can I assist you today?
Hello, Mrs. Williams. My name is Marquita Harris-Hunter, and I'm calling because I'm receiving all these harassing text messages every morning on my phone. I got 4 and 5 text messages to do surveys and Amazon and all of this stuff, okay? I usually just delete them, or I push text stop back, and they keep on coming. So today I opened one up, right? And it was some type of survey, right? And it had your phone number. It had this number, 844-449-9513, as the number to call to opt out of receiving these text messages. Unfortunately, the young lady who was trying to help me, and she was really trying to help me too. I'm not complaining about her at all, okay? She was really trying to help. She couldn't seem to find what was going on with my phone number, okay? I'm like, well, I got your phone number. You see, I'm calling you. So that means you guys had to have sent me something. And she, unfortunately, you know, could go no further with helping me to opt out from receiving these text messages. And so I asked her to speak to you because I figure, like, you the supervisor, you would know more.
All right, so have you tried to opt out by replying stop to the text?
I have. That's what I just said to you, girl.
Okay.
I've been replying stop. I've been going, please stop. I even went, please. I even said, please. Please stop. You know what I'm saying? And they just send me something else, and some kind of surveys, because that's how I got this phone number. It was one of the message, and it's a text message, too, on my phone, not an email, but a text, which makes it a little bit more personal, which I'm like, how did they get my phone number? Your email address
right.
is... You know, email, okay. But my phone number, and then they keep harassing me with these texts. And I'm like, I'm not doing anything. Why do you guys keep sending me this? And I know they're scams. Talking about I got, girl, one of them said I have $1.2 million in the bank.
Girl,
I swear, I would not lie to you. I said, teacher was crazy. What are they doing? You know, and I know it's all kind of scams going on. And so could you help me, please? Because it's my phone
it's
number.
It's coming from different numbers.
Yes,
is it coming from
different. Yes, it's coming from different numbers, and your number, the one that I clicked on and got this opt-out number, was a survey, some type of survey, and they were paying me for it, and, you know, the scam thing, you know what I'm saying?
Right. I understand with the taxes. I think we all get those. See, because usually, and I've done some stops to some texts as well, and that still will come through. I don't, because it's probably going to be, you know, like companies that, because this is customer support where we work for the companies where they will offer you rewards for completing surveys. And this is who I am. I work for the company.
Oh, so what is the surveys? So, okay, I told the young lady, it's okay, she didn't understand, that's okay. So, so my number is being sold to other companies by the company to do other surveys for other companies, okay?
Usually your information comes from websites that you frequent.
I don't, I'm not even a Facebooker girl. So it ain't nothing that
if you go to Amazon, if you go to Sam's Club or Costco.
No, none of that. I don't do no shopping. I do no shopping online because I don't trust people with my personal information. The only thing I have did online is applications for apartments and housing and stuff like that. I do not shop online. at all. No Amazon, no Costco, no Walmart, no nothing.
Okay. And I'm CVS or Walgreens, or do you have a T-Mobile phone or anything to that nature?
I don't shop at Walgreens, but I am a Walgreens member, though. I've been a Walgreens girl for, oh, my God, like maybe 15, 20 years for my subscriptions and stuff.
If you don't do online, they probably text you, because usually if you do online, what it's going to do, if you do online, is it's going to text you. I'm sorry, if you do online, it's going to pop up on your online account. But if not, then it's going to text you, because they have your phone number. It has your phone number.
Yeah, it has my phone number as a customer reward. And so I have my phone number with Walgreens. I do not do anything online with Walgreens. I go inside and go to the pharmacy. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and I know it's a lot of scamming going on right now during the pandemic. And people are mm-hmm. have time on their hands, girl, and they doing everything they can. So we got to be smarter. We got to be smarter. And I'm like, well, how did they get my phone number? You know, your email address is different, but your phone number is personal and connected to you, your phone, you know? Your email mm-hmm. is too, but your phone, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, mm-hmm. what? So what is it that I do to stop harassing? Because they're harassing now. Texas, because I'm texting these people back saying, stop. Please stop. Girl, they just, especially that 717 number. They 712 number. Area code. Girl, they just send me another one, girl. Just send me another one, like, just disregard. And I feel like that's an invasion of my privacy, you know. And I feel like I'm being harassed. I'm being harassed because I've asked them to stop, and they just keep on sending me text messages to do surveys that I never asked to do, okay? And it's still like my life has been sold. I'm not an online girl. I don't even have Facebook, okay? I'm not an online person. That's not what I do. I have the email address that I take care of business with through my email, okay? Mm-hmm. But I don't order nothing. I'm not an online shopper because I don't trust people with my personal information. Okay.
That's probably why you're receiving taxes, because you don't go online, but it's probably coming from the companies that you deal with, and you don't go online. So, usually it will go to your email, or it'll be on the website. Once you go back to that website, it'll have a survey asking you to take a survey, and then mm-hmm. after you complete the survey, they offer you a reward for completing the survey. So that's most likely what it is. But once they get your information, they are able to do that. I go through the same thing with the companies that have my information, and they also call. You know, I have companies that call all day. So,
girl, you and me both. They finally stopped calling. Thank God. They didn't like my response. I just hang up on them, you know.
Right.
Just ask me what my name is, girl. I would click because I knew they wouldn't know. They don't know who I am, you know what I'm saying? So I would just hang up on them. But okay. Oh, boy. Okay. So I'm just going to keep deleting them. And there ain't no option out there, huh, girl?
I don't see. I mean, I haven't found one for myself, to be honest with you. But it's not, you know, it's these companies that have our information. They have access to our information. So.
Yep. Because the young lady.
And I just customer service for them.
Yeah, and I just want you to know that the young lady, she said that she was really trying to help me. And she said the same thing. And I said, well, let me speak to your supervisor because she might know more. So I just want you to know, your rep that was helping me, she was excellent.
Well,
she did her job. She did the same thing you just did. So, yeah, she's awesome. I guess it's life then, huh?
Well, I'm glad that she was good. with assisting you, but I do apologize that
no worries.
Nothing better I can, you know, offer you on that situation. As we work for the customer support of the companies that give out the rewards, so that's what we do. We work for the customer support. And I am a supervisor.
Okay, well, I'm glad you got a job. I'm glad you got a job. You have a great day. I'm still
you've been great to speak with.
Huh?
I said, you've been great to speak with.
Yes, girl. You have a great day. No worries. And
you
I
too.
Thank you for your time. Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Well, that's it. Take care.